Let's all stand.
Since Jesus came into the world, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul are to see overflow. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Welcome you to Wednesday night service.
Amen.
I thank God that we got, you may be seated if you want to. Mary, Walker, and Debbie.
Miller.
Debbie Miller. Thank y'all for coming and being with us tonight.
Yes.
This is a new thing for the Mountain, Wednesday night service. And there's not a whole lot of people up on the mountain, but it is still, Wednesday night is, for some people, a hard day of the week to come to church. With me, it's always been a pleasure. It's always been a blessing.
Amen.
And I just want to thank the Lord for you being here tonight. And we're going to open up in prayer, and we're going to sing some songs. And I've got a good message.
Amen.
And I'll be putting that on the internet, and I know that you're going to be blessed. How many love the Lord?
Amen.
Oh, can you say it better than that?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You know what? Let's sing that again. What do you say, Mary?
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought. Jesus came into my heart. I have joy in my soul. All that I saw since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Of joy, oh my soul, like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Second verse.
I have ceased from my wandering and going astray. Since Jesus came into my heart. Which were many are all washed away since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
I got the third verse.
Okay.
Right here. You want to sing it?
No, you sing it.
I shall go there to dwell in that city I know, since Jesus came into my heart. And I'm happy, so happy as onward I go, since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy for my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart.
Praise the Lord. What a change He's made in my life.
Amen.
Somebody Somebody say amen.
Amen.
What a change he's made in my life. I thank him for his love, unconditional love. You may have to change my mic, Sue.
Okay.
Here, take this one. I praise him that he's always there to forgive, and he's always there waiting to have fellowship with us.
Amen.
And I've learned a long time ago, I once was young, but now I'm old, I've learned that God just wants us to be faithful in whatever he calls us to do.
Amen.
And he calls us to a lot of places we don't want to go, but then again, when he calls you to a place, he empowers you to have a love for that. I love this mountain. I love the people up here. And I'm so happy that we have a place we can come and worship. And, you know, we did. I heard too, Debbie, about in June that West Virginia is not going to be required to wear a mask anymore. So that evidently means that God is doing something good for us.
Amen.
And I've had my shots, and Nikki's had hers, and most of you have had yours, and, well, maybe all of you have. No?
Carol.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And JoJo needs one more.
And JoJo. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Carol, would you stand and open us up in prayer?
Yeah. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come here tonight to give you the praise that you so deserve.
Yes.
Pray, Lord, you'd be in our midst tonight. Help us to open up our hearts and to learn your word, and to learn what you want us to do and how we need to do it. And
yes.
Just pray, Lord, that each one of us would have a desire to see another saved, and that we would reach out to them and make sure that they have the opportunity to see the gospel and to
yes.
hear it and understand mm-hmm. that this is the only way they'll make it to heaven, is by accepting your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, there's so many people who believe a lot of different stuff, but we know that your word is the only word, and just pray, Lord, that you would help us to speak to each and every one that needs to hear it. We know that you have to prick their heart for them to be able to hear us, but it's also
yes.
our job to go out and to talk to them and to get them to understand that they really need to at least look into it.
Yes.
Because, Lord, we know that you're coming as soon, and yes. this old world can't stand much more for what's going on. And we that are totally Christians and totally love you, we just are just waiting in awe,
yes.
waiting for you to come out and take us home.
Yes.
And, Lord, we just pray that you'd help us to be better servants to you and
yes.
you know, be out spreading your word, so that when you come to gather your bride, that they'll
yes.
all be ready.
Amen.
And we just pray you'd be with the pastor tonight, that you would anoint his lips,
yes.
and that he would bring what we need to hear.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you so much for Debbie and Mary being here, and
yes.
we ask that you'd be with Mary and bless her as she plays the piano, and pray that you'd be with Charles as she's away from him. And
yes,
we know that her
yes,
heart
God.
Is... you know, torn in too, because mm-hmm. she's wondering what's going on with him, and she also wants to be here with her daughter. So just pray, Lord, that you can give her some ease, and she can enjoy Debbie, and then she can go yes. back home and take care of her husband.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for the little gifts that you give us, even if we don't realize they are a gift.
Mm-hmm.
But we do appreciate it.
Yes, Lord.
Just pray, Lord, that you'd be with all of us tonight.
Yes.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
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 Debbie, why don't you and Mary sing a couple songs for us, and I'll get Nikki to hold the mic for Mary.
Yes.
And I'll give you this mic.
Okay. You have to stand over here to see the music and the words.
Okay.
All right.
Very brave.
You want to introduce the song, Debbie?
Well, I sure will. This song is written by the Queen of Southern Gospel, Dottie Rambo.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday was the 13th anniversary of her homegoing. She was on a tour bus spreading the love of Jesus when they went off the road, and she went home in her sleep. to be with the Lord. So 2008, on Mother's Day, it actually was on Mother's Day. So we wanted to sing this song in her honor, her memory. And it's just an honor to get to sing with my mama, y'all. Y'all had no idea.
Yeah.
But this does to my little heart. It's just wonderful. So. All right, Mama.
And it's such a sweet, sweet blessing to be here with you all tonight. We couldn't be here on Sunday morning. So we knew you were having a Wednesday night service, and we just had to make it a point to be here with you. And because we love Nikki and Buck and all of you so much.
Yes, we do.
We just loved worshiping with you on the mountain when we were here mm-hmm. in the summer. And unfortunately, we can't be here that much anymore, but we think about you a lot, and we hope that you continue to serve the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Amen.
Thank you.
All my life was staying when sin when Jesus was
in the
song.
That's
all right. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Not in that one. I can find it for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
No one will ever care for us like Jesus. The longer that I know Him, the more I realize at the end of the day, it's how we live our life for Christ. It's what's going to matter when He comes to get us. And I think before I bring the word today, anybody have a testimony?
I've got something that I think the Lord's given me.
Okay.
My testimony is just some verses that when we pray, we need to agree in it.
It looks like that Bible is well used, Joe Ellen.
Yes, it is. It is my favorite. It's 2 Corinthians 10, starting at verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into obedience every thought to the obedience of Christ. And then Ephesians 6, it says, we wrestle not against... That's what I just read, but the weapons are about the principalities and the powers. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that we might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I'm just going to stick down to in 18. It says, pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication with all saints. I thank the Lord has impressed upon me that we need to come against some strongholds on this mountain. And I know one of them is grief, because there are several that are grieving.
Yes.
And I know another one is probably alcoholism, maybe alternative lifestyles. We just need to come against these things and break them down so that we will have, and that he can draw after we have broke the devil's power.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If our country's ever had strongholds from the enemy, it's this time. This day and time, I agree with you, Joe Ellen.
Yes.
I agree with you. There are strongholds that need to be broken. But you know, it's going to take prayer, and it's going to take people that know how to pray, and it's going to take people that are close enough to God where you have the power in Jesus' name to break these strongholds. And, I've seen several of the churches that we pastor have those strongholds.
Yes.
And you know, tonight, as I bring the message, this message is not only for us here, but this message is for people that won't come to church or don't come to church, that they can listen. And I'm praying that the anointing of the Holy Ghost will be on this service to where it can really touch people's lives. If you have your Bibles, once again, I thank the Lord for the women on this mountain. I'm telling you, ladies, y'all can do more. A few of you coming together, you can do more for this mountain than you realize. Because I know that a lot of times women are not treated or recognized. And I think the church needs to recognize women in the church. The women supported Jesus. The women, all through the Bible, God used them to make a big difference. Rahab, many others. And I couldn't name them all. But this mountain here, we don't have hardly anybody up here now. I never had an opportunity to come up. We've been up here over a month. And went, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks without the water being turned on. And it didn't bother me none. Didn't bother me none at all. And I got a chance to just talk to God and draw closer to Him than I've ever been. And I have absolutely nothing tonight to complain about. Amen. God has been good to me. He's been there when there wasn't anybody else around.
Amen.
When some of the best friends I thought I had turned their back and walked away, the Lord has been there for me. I'm thinking that He's helped me. He's helped me see what's more important in life than possessions or power or control. It's the love of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
I want to thank Him that He gave me a wonderful wife. You know, I can't tell you the thousands of services we've had since we got married. But I always brag on what God has done in giving me a companion. The two will be one. And I always want to thank God for it. Now I want to thank God for you that's here tonight. Real, real true friends. I might not always have agreed with you, but I'm finding out the older I get, the more we love each other.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And I draw a lot of encouragement from people on this mountain. And as Joe Helen said, we've got things that we need to pray, and take authority over. Listen, our battle is not with flesh and blood, but it's a spiritual battle, and Satan is out to divide and destroy and to keep us at each other, finding fault.
Right.
And, you know, there's people on this mountain that need help,
amen.
Spiritual help.
Yes.
And we can't do it any other way except through the Word of God.
Right.
And prayer. And be close enough to the Lord to where we can take authority over these things. You know what? Jesus went about casting demons out. People, you read more of casting out demons than anything Jesus done when He walked the earth.
Yeah.
Oh, He healed blind eyes, unstopped deaf ears. He raised the dead. He done many, 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 many miracles. But everywhere He went, He was met by demons. Met by demons. And we're in a demonic spiritual battle. Not only in our country, but this whole world is turned upside down.
Israel.
Amen.
Jesus said there would be wars, rumors of wars, pestilence. I call this COVID nothing but a plague.
Amen.
It's a plague.
Pestilence.
And you know what? Enough of God's people get together, we can bind together and we can cast this plague away from us. But it's going to take repentance. It's going to take what I'm going to preach on tonight. I'm going to preach on tonight. Go to Romans 8, 1 through 8. Romans 8, 1 through 8. The title of my message is Condemnation versus Conviction. A lot of us Christians don't know the difference. And a lot of us Christians will quote the scriptures, there's therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, which is absolutely right. But those that are in Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation. Yeah. And we got to know the difference between conviction and condemnation. Paul wrote, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk, listen to me, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So we can't give up the excuse that we've been saved and we can still live in the world. We have to be in Christ Jesus to avoid condemnation. Amen. And if we are truly saved, truly born again, there's going to be something called conviction in our life. You belong to God. God's not going to sit back and watch you continue on in the ways of the world. There's going to be conviction from the Holy Ghost of God.
Amen.
Now, when we talk about conviction, we're talking about God trying to get us on the right path. Mm-hmm. Now, there's sometimes that we've lived in the world and lived in sin so long, and I'm talking about born-again Christians, that we have turned our heart over to be hardened, and we don't hear that conviction anymore. And we're in big trouble. Those of us that claim to be Christians, when we are not convicted, when we're doing something wrong, we're in big trouble. The Bible says that He will turn people over to a reprobate mind, and that the Spirit will not always convict us. The Spirit will not always tell us we're doing wrong. There's a cutting off period. I don't know what it will be. But we need to pray for people that say they love the Lord and they're living in sin. We need to pray for those people, for God's conviction to come back upon them. I know when I get out of the will of God and I've said or done something I shouldn't, I can't sleep at night.
That's right.
God won't let me rest. And I thank God for that Holy Ghost conviction,
yes,
that steers me back to where I need to be.
Yes.
And so I can say, boldly say, that when we walk in the Spirit, when we are in Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation in us. But we have to be careful not to be a stumbling block to our brothers and sisters.
Right.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Folks, we're free.
That's right.
There's some of us that walk around like with our head hanging down and acting like that nothing is right. When we walk in the Spirit, we are free. We're free from sin. We're free from depression. We're free from gossip. We're free from all those things. We're free because the law of sin and death will completely destroy us. Eternity in hell. Can you imagine that? For what the law could not do, that it was weak through the flesh. Now, we're all weak. We're all tempted every day. In one way or another, we are tempted of Satan to think something wrong or do something wrong. It's a battle. It's a spiritual battle.
Right.
All day long. for what the law could not do, weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh.
Amen.
Listen, sin is sin. And you know, we have a lot of doctrines about what you should wear, what you should eat, what you should not do, and what you should do. That is not sin, what you wear, unless you make it sin and don't wear nothing. But what I'm saying is, tradition and doctrine go together. But the Spirit gives us freedom.
Yes.
And when God says something is a sin, if he states plainly in his word that sin is sin, and he specifies sins. If you want to just, and I'm sure you have, you can go through the Genesis all the way through to Revelation. There are some things that God says is a sin.
That's right.
And we should be convicted if we're doing anything that God himself says is a sin. I never read where God said that it was a sin for women to wear pants. I've not read nothing. It just, there was a tradition back then of what women should wear. But God definitely tells us that sin, we're going to be convicted of sin.
Amen.
And it's important for us to call sin, sin. The carnal mind is death. Listen, we don't have very long on this earth. Mary is talking about, you know, may not be able to have this opportunity again. I mean, we never know. We never know. And that's why it's so important that what God has called us to do, we do it. And do it now. If God tells us to call somebody up and to make peace with them, then we need to do that. Because we may not get another opportunity. I don't want to be carnally minded. I don't want to always be finding fault. I don't want to always be looking at what's wrong on this mountain. I want to look at the positive things and the good that God is doing and what he has done and what he's about to do.
Amen.
Listen, this summer, I pray that God's going to raise some people up. And I'm already seeing him raise some up. I want to say this. I'll just call your name out. Carol Blankenship, I've seen God raise you up. You've always been bold, but in the Lord, you are so bold. And that's what God is calling us to do, Joe. That's what God's called us to do, Marlene. That's what God's calling us to do, Debbie. That's what God's calling us all to do.
That's right.
Is to be bold in the Word of God. And do all things in love. Yes. And let God fix the problem.
Amen.
Yes.
God never called us to be Mr. Fix-It or Mrs. Fix-It.
Amen.
He called us to speak the Word of God in love and let the Holy Ghost take care of the situation. Amen. I thank God for conviction.
Yes.
Amen.
I don't want to call evil good and good evil. Without God giving me a good Holy Ghost thrashing. I don't want to sleep if I'm living in sin. I don't want to sleep peacefully. I don't want things to be just going okay every day. Listen, we're living in a time where people are pretending. You can walk up to someone and look in their eyes and say, "How are you doing?" And God put something in your heart that this person needs some love and prayer. I don't miss the opportunity to pray for nobody. I might be at Walmart. If I see somebody that looks troubled, I go up to them. I just tell them, "The Lord wants me to pray for you." And you know, I don't think I've ever had anybody to say no thank you. Because if we're being led by the Spirit and we're in Christ, then there is power in the name of Jesus when we speak it.
Amen.
I want to be convicted. when I'm doing something wrong. I'd like for you to go to Hebrews, and let's go to the 10th chapter of Hebrews. Condemnation and conviction. No condemnation to those who walk after the Spirit. But there should be conviction when we walk after the flesh.
That's right.
And do the things that God says He definitely does not want us to do. Romans 10, 23 through 29. Is anybody getting anything out of this tonight?
Yes.
Okay, I appreciate it. If you agree, holler amen or something.
We've been saying amen. You just don't hear it.
Praise the Lord.
So now, are we in Hebrews now?
Yes.
Okay. Hebrews, the 10th chapter.
Just making sure.
Hebrews, 10th chapter, 23 through 29. This is an appeal to God's people today, just like it was then.
Right.
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For He is faithful that promised. God has given us promises and promises all through the Word of God that if we'll simply do it His way, that He will bless us.
That's right.
You'll find favor with God. I see that all the time.
Yes.
I'll just say this. For 2 days, I've been sitting and going through one test, one trial after another. One place, the hospital, the primary doctor, this and that. And I've seen God's favor. You know, God's favor is wonderful.
Yes.
I walked up to this one lady and she said, where's your medication list? I said, well, let me just tell you the way it is. I left my phone at the house today and I had a picture of all my medications. I don't have my phone. And I don't know exactly what I am taking and how much. And she stood there for a little bit, looked at me, and I'm praying, God, I need your favor. She said, well, go fill out what you can fill out. And we'll try to find out the medications you're taking. I saw God's favor. God's favor in the little things. And you know, it's a little thing sometimes that... the little things that make so much trouble. She could have said, nope, we can't give you a clearance to have your operation.
Right.
Because you don't have your medication list. Or go home and get your medication and bring it back. But God's favor turned it all around. I sat down there and filled out what I could. And directly I looked there and she was in the midst of a bunch of nurses. And she went like that. That she had found the medication. God will give you favor. If we hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, we can't be up and down. Up and down, up and down. Always having the same problem. A woman in Jacksonville used to come up for prayer to quit cigarettes. I've told this before. Pray for me to quit cigarettes, and I really got tired of her coming up for the same thing. So I was running a revival there. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll pray that if you put another cigarette in your mouth, God will strike you dead. And she turned around and said, don't say that prayer. But you see, she's wavering. She wants something. And she expects God to give it to her without any problems. Sometimes, when we ask God for something, be careful, you'll get it. Amen? Amen. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Oh, we can go around this mountain and find fault, and we can see people living in sin, and we can shake a finger at them and all that. You'll never win them. You don't win people to Christ that way.
Amen.
You just don't do that. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Now listen, this is something that I pray that will sink in to whoever listens, and those of you in the church tonight. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. The Son of God came and took the sin of the whole world upon His body, upon His flesh. And He gave the ultimate, God gave the ultimate sacrifice by sending His Son. So, what this is saying, that if we call ourselves a Christian, if we say we're saved, and we sin willfully, after we know that there are things that are wrong, that are sin, God said, I don't have anything else to offer you. I didn't give you my best. Mm-hmm. I gave you my best, and you know and have been taught what sin is. And my Son took that sin. Now, what else can I give you if you sin willfully after you've come to the knowledge of the truth? But a certain fearful looking for of judgment. Listen, judgment day's coming, and it's coming for all of us.
Yes.
We're going to be judged. If we're a Christian, we're going to be judged according to what we did with what God gave us.
Amen.
Now, that don't mean that we're not saved. But the Bible says that no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, neither has it entered into the heart of anyone the good things that God has prepared for those that love Him. And we just can't, once we know the truth and we have lived and don't seen God work in our life and we have felt so free, and then we go back and do the same thing that we done before we committed our life to Christ, God says, I don't have anything else to offer you. And that's a fearful thing, because judgment is coming. Fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law, Pastor Nikki, would you come and play? No, I'd rather have Mary come and play.
Yeah.
He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment suppose ye that he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. I'll stop right there. I want to say, if God's speaking to you about sin in your life, you are really blessed to be under conviction.
Amen.
But if you're living willfully a sinful life and there's no conviction, God has nothing else to offer you. And God is saying, come back to me. Come back to me. Come back to me. You feel that tugging in your heart? Something you know is not right? Need to come to Jesus right now. Come to Jesus. And if you're walking after the Spirit, doing the best that you know how, following the Spirit, there's no condemnation at all. God says, that's my child, living for me, loves me, Let's be thankful of who Jesus has made us and not go back into the things that had us bound before. And remember, Jesus is waiting. Jesus is waiting, patiently waiting. I believe the days are approaching where we're all going to stand before God. Judgment Day is coming very soon. Oh yes, it's coming. Would you come? Someone here tonight in the church, someone listening to this service, wherever you are, won't you come to the Lord? Won't you come to Jesus? It's shame and reproach gladly bear. Then you'll call me someday to my home far away with joy ever I'll share. Let's stand and sing that chorus. So I've cherished the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, yeah, the dearest and best for a world of love. Is saying to us, it's up to us. It's up to us to walk in the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, and love people to repentance. Trophies at last I lay down. I will claim. Father, I want to thank you for this time together. And God, I thank you for Mary and Debbie coming.
Yes.
I miss them not being on the mountain. I miss not being able to go to Maranatha Baptist Church and preach. We pray for Charles, Lord. And I pray for these dear ones that's come tonight. Lord, we just lift Philip up in prayer. God, we ask you to save him. We pray for Randolph, Lord, and everyone on this mountain. Lord, we lift Carol up. We lift her up, Lord. We pray, God, for her health. We pray she'll continue to be strong in you and to be a light in places where I can't be a light. We pray for Marlene, God. Lord, continue to give her that faithfulness. We love her so much, her and Randall. And we pray for Debbie, God, for your will to be done in her life. And we pray that we can all get your word in us. Not religion, but the word of God.
Amen.
That we can face the devil through your power. And we can release those strongholds on our mountain and in our land and in this world. God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray. Oh, we pray for your chosen people, God. All the rockets and things they're trying to send in to destroy Israel, God. We bind the enemy in Jesus' name. Oh, God. Lord, help us to be concerned about our soul and our way of life more than a gas shortage or toilet paper shortage. Help us, Lord. Help us to get on the right path. I pray for Holy Ghost conviction upon this mountain and in our families.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let us walk in the Spirit, not after the flesh. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For Mary and Debbie and all of us, let's sing our song. They'll know we are Christians by our love. Amen.
That's the truth. Make it up here.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Mary.
It's
been a real pleasure.
It sure has. It's a real pleasure. Special gift.
We are one.